We have a tremendously busy week, but before we look forward, we always like to look back because we have some local athletes always putting up some wonderful performances over the weekend. And that's this weekend we checked those boxes, and we'll start on the north side. Big Tennis Invitational, big winners.
Well, I tell you, we got tennis rolling in week number two, and Bar Mills North Cougar Girls a perfect 5-for-5 in the win column, including winning its own Invitational over the weekend, preceded by 2-4-1 wins over Edgewood and Plainfield. The Cougars beat Silver Creek for the title 4-1, capping off a 3-for-3 Saturday. Carolina Lopez unbeaten at one singles, losing just three games on Saturday. Bailey Gardner and Lillian McAfee. Sophie Fornefeld and Ratula Kumar 3-for-3 in doubles to seal the sweep. So here's the maroon and gold off and swinging the racket at 5-0. They're ranked number 21, and that'll be going down this week. And they begin week number 3 with a match at B&L later tonight. Mentioning matches, Flemington South opens up its season at Brown County under the handling of Gretchen Wertzman, who begins her second year. On the softball diamond, Emily Kranz North, the girls are 4-0, getting a one-hit, nine-strikeout effort from Abby Allen last week over Mitchell. Mick Hammett's Edgewood Mustangs got the last of the seventh game winner on shortstop Peyton Acup's face knock to beat Flemington South 4-3. Earlier, Serena Morris flubbed a two-run home run in the sixth, setting the stage in the last of the seventh for Edgewood, who starts the week 3-2. South is still searching for win number one. They'll try to get that tonight, playing over at Northview after, well, errors. Hurdham in an 8-5 Saturday loss to Shackamack. South is 0-4. Meg Montgomery's crew, Addie Benham, Olivia Hurley, and Mary Wright all homered in the loss. On the baseball diamond, for the first time in 18 years, Edgewood beat South 12-8 last week as Ryan Stuffel went 2-for-4, including a 3-run home run. Trent Richardson had a 4-hit day in the loss for the Panthers earlier in the week. It was Edgewood right-hander Ethan Vakrumba who had a 1-hit, 8-strikeout effort beating Greencastle. And then on Saturday, the Mustangs, now 5-2, split. They beat Rockford, Michigan 13-5 and then lost 2-1 to Lawrence Central. Philip Terrell had 6 RBIs against Rockford in 3 hits. South earlier slammed Jasper last week 14-4. Home runs from Tyler Van Pelt, Bryce Lewis, and Evan Lake. Saturday, a couple of, well, solid sophomore pitchers came to the forefront, Will Stockman and Chris Cole, as they were both key in a twin-bill sweep of Vincennes Lincoln, leaving South 4-2 starting the week. And Phil Klusner's crew will open week number 3 tonight, playing down at B&L. Lawrence Central swept 2 from Bloomington North, leaving the Cougars 2-2 as they begin week number 3. Meanwhile, on the link, South wound up 4th at the Hall of Fame Classic up in Rochester. Firing a team score 3-11, team medalist was Joe Weiler, 74. He was 9th on the leaderboard overall. Gary Lee's Edgewood Mustangs were 8th at the Northview Invite over at Forest Park in Brazil. Team medalist Austin Langley, 87. Austin also playing pretty sound this spring thus far. Won medalist honors over at the Cades as Edgewood beat Mitchell. Langley posting a 40 on that afternoon. Track and fields, boys, girls from South swept Columbus North. Another solid effort from Senna Hendricks. She was in on 4 event wins, the sprints and relays. The 15th-ranked North boys and Justin Helmer's girls won 17 events between them in an easy sweep of B&L in Brown County and then finished 3rd at Saturday's Columbus North Invite. By the way, senior Logan Calvin did post a career-best 168 feet in the discus in that three-way meet back on Tuesday. Calvin then was runner-up in both the shot and discus at Columbus North. Antonio Dahlman and Drew Warren won the 4 and 800 meters, respectively. Grace Williams won the 3,200. Elena Walls the shot. And the Cougar girls also won the two-mile relay. Well, don't forget a brand spanking new week in the zone. Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6, followed at 7. Marty Brenneman's pregame as the Reds The Kings of the Ohio stay on the road, opening up a three-game series at PNC Park in Pittsburgh tonight, and Tuesday and Wednesday right here on your Reds radio dial, News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Cincy off to a 4-2 start. Got a nice four-hit shutout from Scott Feldman as the Reds won the series over in St. Louis 2-1. Beating the Redbirds yesterday 8-0. So again, Reds Pirates after In the Zone, all starting tonight on the airwaves.
7 o'clock, all five nights of the work week this week. The Milwaukee Brewers will come to town in Cincinnati for a big four-gamer on the weekend, Joe. So the Reds have won their first two series. Yeah. I'm not going to get giddy yet, but that's better than losing your first two series where I come from. And beating the Cardinals in St. Louis 2-3 is never a picnic.
Well, no, and they've struggled down through the years. The decades over in St. Louis, so that's a good sign. Bullpen continues to do good work. And, yeah, we're not getting too excited. We remember the quick start the Reds had last April, and then things bottomed out. But getting some timely hitting. But the pitching has been first and foremost as we take a look at what they've been able to do, Glass, in these first two series of the year.
Sergio.
Yeah.
How about
the
Augusta crowd?
Wasn't it? Wow.
Chanting his name, the villain of so many Ryder Cups, the perpetrator of so many weekend collapses on that course. He finally sorted out all his demons, hit about every fairway and green coming down the stretch. That's going to help you on that golf course.
We've seen a different kind of Sergio mentally here that we've not seen over those years, and where temperament got the best of him and attitude, and now we're seeing a more at-ease Sergio doing what he does well, and that's drive the ball off the tee, hit some spectacular iron shots to the green, and,
you don't want Rose or Garcia putting for $100 in your name, but you'll take their tee ball and their approach shot every time.
Yeah, so you sure will.
That's what was the winning combination. They were 1-2 in ball striking, and they were 1-2 in the tournament. Great stuff. We'll get caught up at 8:45. Plenty to do from the Hoosier weekend. We'll cover all of that, plus Archie Miller looking dead, former Park Tudor head man Ed Schilling to his staff. That's rumbling around this weekend. So we'll see if we get caught up on that, plus everything on the diamonds and tennis courts and everything else. Great stuff.
All right. We'll talk to you in a bit then.
8:45 at WGCL, Glass in the Morning. Every Monday, we tune it over to our good friend Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Right on time on a beautiful Monday morning.
Well, after I missed it by about 3 minutes last hour, I figured it time to clean up the show a little bit here. Do a little house cleaning, spring cleaning, open up the windows, let the dust out.
There you go.
And, obviously at 7:45 we talked to High School Beat. We'll have that up on the internet waves a little bit later this morning. Breaking news, as we just heard before the break there, OG Anunoby is leaving Indiana University. He will hire an agent, and that means there is no recourse, Joe, if things don't go the way they want them to go. But his life as a basketball professional starts pretty much now. So
and we wish him well. Good kid.
Absolutely. Would have loved to have seen what it could have meant what it could have been. We know he was super talent, and we just never saw the finished product, Joe, because
that talent was starting to evolve, and you're right, it's unfortunate we didn't see it at the collegiate level, but that's history. We move forward and wish him all the best.
We do, no doubt about it. And
he certainly has the God-given talent to compete in the NBA,
and we will see how that works itself out. Now to who is still here, and there's plenty of them. 24 sports, one team. I can't wait to talk about your show tomorrow night. We'll get to that in a minute. But Clint Walman's Hoosiers knocking that golf ball around, Joe. They're having a pretty good start to the spring. Tell me all about it.
Well, I tell you what, Sergio Garcia won his first major and donned that green jacket at Augusta in dramatic fashion over Justin Rose on the Sunday. While that was happening at Augusta on the Champ Course here in Bloomington, Clint Walman's Hoosier women shot the lowest round of the day, saving its best for last, and that propelled them as winners of the IU invite as junior Alexis Kong took home her first individual medal in her career, shooting a 2-under 214 for the three rounds. She had four birdies and 1-under 71 in the final round, winning by two. Sophomore Erin Harper earned her second top five finish of her career, coming in fourth overall with a 221, also earning their first top 10 finishes of their careers, were senior Teresa Ann Jedra and former South Panther Emma Fisher, who both tied for eighth on the leaderboard, carding 225s. Emma finished with her lowest round of the weekend with a 1 over 73. Jedra had a 77. All of the women shooting well and a title for Clint Wallman's crew. Well, good news, bad news on the Big Ten baseball beat. Two straight Big Ten losses. Series losses for Chris Lemonis' Hoosiers. That's the bad news. The good news, they didn't get swept by Purdue as they responded, taking the rubber game of the match of three, losing the first two, but winning yesterday 14-9 in a slugfest. Sophomore Paulie Milto picked up the win, 7-plus innings, did not surrender a walk, 7 hits and 3 strikeouts. Senior Craig Didelo drove in a game-high 4 RBI, 3 of them coming on his 8th home run of the year, which leads the squad. Sophomore Luke Kumiller also hit for the circuit shot and knocked in 3, and Logan Sowers and Matt Lloyd and Ryan Feynman each delivered 2 RBI apiece. Sowers finished with 3 hits. Lloyd and Feynman posted 2 hits on Sunday. Senior Alex Krupp also picked up a couple of hits and an RBI. So hopefully the bats now will continue and help some pretty good starting pitching that we've seen this spring, but it's all kind of gone for naught as the Hoosiers have dropped 5 of their last 8 in this little April swoon. They're 16-13-2 overall, 4-4-1 in the Big Ten. They play over at Indiana State on Tuesday night. Michelle Gardner's softballers ran into a grinder of a series at number 7 Minnesota, have lost all 3 games over the weekend up in Minneapolis, getting outscored in the sweep 29-6. So in comes Purdue tomorrow for a rather peculiar, rare Tuesday twin bill out at Andy Moore, starting with the first pitch at about 4 o'clock. Both games, by the way, will be carried on the Big Ten Network, and with Purdue winning the baseball series with Indiana, the Indiana Governor's Cup update here on a Monday stands now 5.5 Indiana's way after the lost to Purdue two out of 3 games in West Lafayette. Meanwhile, on the tennis beat, Madison Appel scored the Hoosiers' lone point in a 6-1 loss to Illinois, and then the IU women of Ramiro Asqui lost as the women's tennis team played 4 of 6 singles matches to 3 sets, but they came up short as Northwestern blanked them 7-0. The Hoosiers are now 2-5 in the Big Ten. They lost a doubles point as Northwestern claimed wins at 3-1 doubles yesterday for the IU women. Jeremy Wertzman's crew lost 5-2 out at Penn State yesterday, dropping them to 11-10. In the loss, the Hoosiers picked up wins at 5 and 6 single spots. As freshman Bennett Crane continues to play well, he and Oliver Seck had the Indiana wins in singles play. Bennett, by the way, is 7-2, or rather Crane is 7-2. His first name is Bennett. 7-2 on the year for Bennett Crane, having a good year there. Hoosiers now will play their last 2 home matches this Easter weekend, holiday weekend, against Nebraska, and Sunday is Stefan Lagonovic and former Cougar Matt McCoy will be honored for the Hoosiers. Out on the waters of Lake Lemon, a beautiful weekend after losing both Varsity 4 and Varsity 8 races in the morning to the fourth-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. The Hoosiers of Steve Peterson came back and took all 4 races from Rutgers to split on the weekend. Mentioning water sports, Ryan Castle's crew went 2-1 over the weekend over at Hartwick College up in upstate New York. The result yesterday, 16-11 over George Washington, getting them back even in the CWPA at 2-2. They've won 15 games on the year. In the waters, another 4-goal performance from freshman Molly Williams, who matched their career-high goal total. She set back on Saturday night against Bucknell when the Hoosiers won. Kelly Matthews tied Williams with 4 in the scoring ledger, and Sarah Myers added another hat trick to her stat-stuffing weekend while raking in a team-leading 4 assists and 3 steals. We had soccer of note, albeit on the exhibition beat, as Todd Yeagley's crew They're off to a 5-0 start this spring as they scored the Hoosiers on its three penalty kicks in a shootout with Notre Dame as keeper Sean Caulfield saved all three Irish attempts as the Hoosiers won at the Shindig National Soccer Festival up in Fort Wayne. And Amy Burberry's crew got a nice 1-0 win over Miami of Ohio as Allison Jordan scored the lone goal. Sarah Lamadou and Bethany Capel combined for a shutout and goal to lead the Hoosiers to that exhibition win over the weekend. Ron Helmer's crew, the track and field men and women, got solid results down at the Knoxville, Tennessee Relays as Sydney Clute won the pole vault again. She's having a marvelous outdoor spring early season, and IU's distance medley relay took first place as well. 14.5 1/4 to beat former Hoosier and Olympian Kelsey Abbey by 4 inches. The medley distance relay team of Catherine Receiver, Kendall Wiles, Kelsey Harris, and Kareen Commodore won in 11.26. The men got second places from Trayton Harris in the high jump and Eric Bethea in the triple jump. Earlier in the weekend, Willie Morrison set a new school record in the shot put as he put Nathan Davis's mark from 1996 away, 63-11, finishing 11th. And we had three former South athletes score top 10 finishes over the weekend down in Nashville. Kyle Burks placed third in the 3,000 steeplechase. Carl Smith was eighth in the 5,000 meters. And Jordan Huntoon was ninth in the 1,500. So good stuff going there from our former South Panthers and now Hoosiers. Don't forget In the Zone, David Glass and your phone calls to start your week tonight at 6. Reds on the radio, 7 o'clock. Marty Brenneman with his pregame. Reds opening up a three-game set with Pittsburgh tonight at PNC Park. Reds start the work week 4-2 atop the Central Division after 6 and move into Pittsburgh with a little momentum after taking 2 out of 3 from St. Louis at Busch Stadium. News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 WGCL, your spot for Reds radio all season long.
Busy morning, Joe. Great stuff as always, buddy. And we'll see you tomorrow night live at Yogi's. Fred Glass.
Looking forward, Fred and Tom Allen joining us. Cream Crimson ahead. We'll know more about the rosters after the draft last night a little bit later today, so looking forward to that.
All right, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All righty, Glass.